Let's call the order. Please stand for the Pledge of Allegiance. Ready, pledge?
Pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Roll call.
Commissioner Hart?
Here.
Commissioner Mello?
Here.
Commissioner Lindler?
Here.
Commissioner Veal?
Here.
Chair Fowle?
Present.
Everybody's here today.
All right. Minutes from August 21st, and it has been brought to our attention that the adjournment time should read 10:52.
Correct.
Instead of what is reported as 10:04. Any other changes? I would entertain a motion to accept the minutes as amended.
So move.
Commissioner Mello moves.
Second.
Commissioner Veal seconds. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed, same.
I abstain. I was absent.
Correct.
And so was Blair.
Yep. So two abstentions, three in the affirmative. Minutes are approved as amended.
Thank you.
Any unscheduled appearances at this time, individuals wishing to address the commission on subject matter not on the agenda? Seeing none. Any conflict of interest declarations?
I have a conflict of, I just want to note that one of the project proponents is Mr. Gaylord Briggs, and I've known him and worked with him before he retired, what, 20 years ago?
At least
20 years ago. So, and probably, what, 2 years ago, I was out at his property and happened to see the site. But there's no financial conflict of interest, so, but I just wanted to make that known. So there's, it's not a disqualifying conflict. Yeah, it's not a disqualifying conflict, but just want to note that I do know him.
Through the chair, for which project is it?
This would be for agenda item one, road department abandonment. Yeah, sorry, I forgot we had two on here. I thought we had one.
And then Commissioner Hart.
Project two, council. Do I need to recuse myself from the closing of this event?
What is the question?
Does he need to
recuse myself from
the closure?
From the closure? Well, yeah. On what grounds?
Because I'm a pit operator. I've done it before, but...
Well, only if you have some direct business relationship, then no, you don't.
Okay.
Okay, thank you.
Presentation of documents. If you have any, present them to the clerk. We'll get them. Availability of public records, they're available on request. The protocol is in the agenda. Right of appeal statement. Projects heard at this meeting may be subject to appeal within 10 days. Please contact the clerk for information. Appeal submitted, together with appeal fee of $1,250. If you challenge the environmental review or the project proposal in court, you may be limited to raising only those issues raised at the public hearing or in written correspondence. Any changes to the agenda? Hey, staff is silent today. This is good. New business, agenda item one. Mount Shasta Mutual Water Company / Siskiyou County Road Department, Road Abandonment, UPRA-01. Is this Bernadette or is this Haley?
Yeah.
Ms. Lang, you have the floor.
Good morning, Haley Lang, Planning Director. So before you, we have a general plan determination for a potential roadway abandonment, and we don't typically see these a lot, so I'll just highlight the process really quickly. So at the Planning Commission level, the Planning Commission must find that the potential roadway abandonment conforms to the general plan. In addition, there's two other findings that the Planning Commission must make or recommend to the Board of Supervisors. you know, should the recommendation move forward, then it's elevated to the Board of Supervisors and they have to make the same determinations. So with that said, with this potential roadway abandonment, it is Shasta Way, which is located in the Monte Shasta subdivision outside the community of Mount Shasta. And the portion of roadway to be abandoned is at the very end of Shasta Way, about 115 linear feet. The purpose of this roadway abandonment, I think, came to the Public Works Department a few years ago. So the applicant's intent is to build a solar array at this location to be used for the purpose of the Monte Shasta Mutual Water Company. And so with that, going back to the findings, I do have, as you see in the staff report package, both in a, you know, an approval recommendation and a denial recommendation. Because if you look at the findings, so finding one, road abandonment does not conflict with the general plan. There's no policies that conflict with the general plan for this specific abandonment. But, you know, I do want to bring up finding number two and three for discussion. Number two being the right-of-way is not useful for pedestrian, bicyclists, or equestrians. So it is our understanding that the easement to the west, Monroe Way, is a county easement, and folks do access Shasta Way for bicycle and pedestrian use, although it's somewhat informal. My understanding, it's kind of an overgrown easement that folks access in the neighborhood. And then number three, the road is unnecessary for present or prospective public use. I really think it's, you know, depending on your interpretation of it, I do think it could go both ways depending on, you know, how you would define prospective public use, given that there is that, you know, formal county easement. So with that said, we do have Public Works Director Tom Deeney here. He knows a lot about the project as well. If you have those specific questions for him, or if he wanted to add any basis to this project. I will note that, you know, should the roadway abandonment, you know, be recommended for approval and approval at the board level, it would essentially create an undevelopable lot as a, you know, so it would have to, that portion of land would have to be deeded over to one of the property owners, because we could say that, yes, this conforms with the general plan, we can meet these findings, all good, but then, you know, that issue might arise later down the road with that lot being undeveloped. So that would, I think, have to be a mechanism that would have to occur. And I believe Director Deeney is on board with that. So that's just, those are my quick, it's a quick highlight of this project. But again, we have Tom Deeney here for additional questions and comments as well. So.
All right. Any questions for Ms. Lang at this time?
You sent out a notification to the adjacent property. Did you get any, this says you didn't get anything back, but have you since gotten anything back?
There were two property owners that called just asking about the project and what the project was. It didn't seem like they had any concerns or anything like that. Per the Streets and Highway Code, we are required to post the actual road as well. 2 weeks prior to this hearing, so we did that, and you know, since then I haven't received any comments from anyone.
Any other questions for Ms. Lang at this time? Okay, then I will go ahead. Do you care to make any comments at this time as additional county?
Sure.
Before we move into the public hearing process.
Tom Deeney, Director of Public Works. So just a little bit more background on how we ended up here. An encroachment was issued before my time with the county by Todd Lamana for this project to go ahead. the water company did have some cash outlay, thinking they had obtained the permissions needed to do this project. And then it went to planning and got kicked back because technically an encroachment's not going to cut it for this kind of thing. It probably shouldn't have been issued. I am in support of this project just for the fact that I'm of the opinion that once you get permission from the county to do something, you should probably be able to do it. It was a mistake, but we can go forward with this in my opinion, as long as we figure out a way to surrender that property once it's given up. So, unless you have any specific questions, that's all I have.
So the surrendering of the property is going to go through a process.
Yes.
And who's going to get what?
Unknown. That is going to help. Council will help us decide that.
Okay.
Abandoning roadways is a newer thing for the county, and there'll be more coming up.
Okay. Thank you.
So who has the deed to the property?
Siskiyou County Public Works, I believe.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Siskiyou County Public Works.
Okay. Yep. So it's not an easement. So you actually own the property.
Correct.
It's one of the sections that we own in
Phoenix. There's a whole lot of ground out here the county doesn't own.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
I
have more questions, but I'll wait until after we go through the public hearing process.
Okay.
Thank you. Okay. I'll go ahead and open the public hearing. Proponents. Any proponents here wishing to speak in favor of the project? Opponents? No need for rebuttal. Comments in general? Seeing none, public hearing's closed. Take it up amongst the commission. All right, so I have some questions. Question number one, as I read through this, Monroe Drive was put on a map and never developed, correct?
Correct.
Monroe Drive is noted as a county easement. Therefore, if it's like East Side and East Callahan, well, East Callahan Road, that drive is owned in part by property owners to the west of Centerline and to the east of Centerline. Is that correct? Are we talking in this project that if we abandon Shasta Way, will Monroe Drive also then be returned to private ownership with a loss of county easement, or is the county easement going to remain on an undeveloped drive with no access?
The county would have to surrender their ownership on Shasta Way.
Shasta Way only. Okay, but I'm talking about the county easement on Monroe Drive, because looking at these maps, I don't see another ingress egress to Monroe Drive, which is undeveloped.
Correct.
So how does the county plan on accessing that easement if we abandon this?
I have no plans on accessing that easement at this time. If it were to be developed, we would have to find another egress route, but I believe if you looked at a zoomed out map, there's another road that tees in further up the way, unless I'm mistaken.
There is, because I, is that, well.
It's that on the area.
To the north, yeah. It does not look developed.
It's not.
And then you're blocked by the McLeod River. Is there another junction to the south? Because I'm scratching my head. If we're going to abandon Shasta Way, this portion, is there any other access to Monroe?
Yes.
So if you look at the very, I'm looking at page 3 on the staff report.
Let me zoom out. Okay.
If you look at the top left section of that map.
Yep.
It appears that it connects to Alpine.
That's undeveloped.
Correct, but it's undeveloped where we're talking about now. So if this road were to be developed, we would have to develop that corner.
So it would go through an easement process up there?
Yes.
Okay.
But it doesn't currently exist.
It correct. Doesn't currently exist. All right. So that...
Good.
So is there a second oh, that's Monroe Way, not Monroe Drive.
Oh,
Monroe Drive is to the east of that house. And that's what I was, I mean, I'm not in favor, not opposed to abandoning this. My concern is if we currently have it and it's an access to an undeveloped drive, I guess, based on your report, Monroe Drive is utilized by the public, utilizing county easement, and if we abandon this and there's no other ingress egress that is county eased or county controlled, essentially that anybody using that path is now going to be a trespasser.
Well, couldn't they get on from
some point?
Right, so in the staff report, I also mentioned that Public Works is in support of establishing some sort of like bicycle pedestrian easement should the road be abandoned, so folks could still access that portion of the road to be abandoned.
Okay.
Go ahead.
So on that trail system, the bicycle trail, can it be accessed from Shasta Acres Road to the south? And then people just have north-south ingress, egress? Because I'm looking at, like, possibly a trail.
Yeah, potentially.
Chair. I went up there, and there is a footpath. I did not go down the footpath from the end of this potential abandonment that goes out through the manzanita. I did not know where it goes, but it's well used. So I don't know if it goes down to Monroe Way or not.
Right.
I don't know where it daylights, but I know it goes through the dingleweed, so.
I mean, it's not a major deal, but if if we're... I know in Scott Valley, we have the issue, it was a bigger issue 15, 20 years ago at the bridges, where individuals would park on private property and claim the county had an easement to access the river, but they were not traversing the easement. They were traversing and trespassing on private property to go in and out of the river. I don't want to create a situation here where the public has a county easement that they utilize and all of a sudden, boom, we're taking an ingress egress that is county operated, abandoning it, putting it back into private ownership, and now we're creating an issue of trespass.
I understand that, but we could also ask that they provide an easement for pedestrians and bicycles through that thing. The development will not take full width of that roadway.
Through the chair?
Yes.
Sir, the Public Works, this is in the agenda. The Public Works Department is waiting to determine several items, such as who will be giving the portion of the road to be abandoned. All these items are with County Council. So are we being premature in doing this now, or should we wait for that report? Or it has nothing to do with anything?
I do not think that this is premature, right? In fact, I would say that the direction from this commission would decide whether or not we need to move forward. We will figure out how and whom to give that, to divide that land up to. But to me, at least from a public works perspective, it's not relevant for these proceedings.
Okay, thank you.
And just for the record, there's actually nothing at County Council's office about this. I think as it looks like it's gonna turn into some sort of real property deal, it would normally rests with the county administrator with, of course, our assistance, but there's currently nothing pending of an actual agreement or deal in our office.
So if we vote to abandon, there may be an agreement by private owners to to allow access. There also may not be an agreement for public access, which creates a potential long-term issue.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I was going to suggest, even when this goes to the Board of Supervisors, that this, my suggestion would be, I've floated it with staff, would be that the road abandoned not be approved unless and until there is an agreement to complete this project. So if it turns out there's never something that happens that makes this project come to fruition, the road will not be abandoned.
Because they're going to have the ultimate say anyway, right? The Board of Supervisors, dear Nate?
Yes.
Okay, so, thank you.
So your suggestion would be not to approve it?
No, I'm just saying even when it goes to the Board of Supervisors, I would think we might want to condition it on that the road abandon will not occur if there's ultimately no agreement as to transferring the properties.
That sounds reasonable.
Looking something up here real quick. Hold on. I'm trying to get a better map since this one doesn't.
Yeah, that's it. Let's see it connects.
Okay. Dealing. So this is the Shasta Way, and there's this easement mm-hmm. and an undeveloped road that runs this way.
Yeah, and that road.
So Shasta Access Acres, there is access there. Then if you go up, it dead ends.
Yes, Monroe does.
So there's only, that there is an ingress egress from Shasta Acres Road.
Yes. Okay. And Shasta Acres Road goes up on the cloud afterwards. I can't.
Other questions from the commission?
Well, since we're talking about this road on this Shasta or Monroe Drive, we just see a chunk of it on our map. Mm-hmm. How far north does that easement go, and does it tie into another road system? Like, yeah. Or is it a dead end
so
road?
So it.
No, it shows.
It dead ends.
It dead ends. Yes, there's
it
a cul-de-sac.
It terminates, but also on the northern end of Shasta, which also terminates. It's a similar orientation.
Yes.
Oh, so it dead ends.
There's a dead spot in between Monroe and Shasta Way. Mm-hmm.
So did it dead ends to the west of that house that's mm-hmm. right across from the junction of Shasta Way and Alpine Drive?
Yes.
Yes.
Gotcha. Okay. I missed that. Thank you. So probably just this loop.
It's actually loop.
Yeah. It was intended to, but with the placement of that house across from Shasta Way, it can no longer, mm-hmm. unless you go.
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
So Monroe Drive, is that, is that another one that we're seeing potentially here in the future that the county's going to abandon the easement on that and turn that back to private hands as well, since it never got developed?
We have no plans to do that as of yet. Only because the need hasn't arisen to address it. We have, as far as abandonment goes, we have more pressing issues that we're working on currently.
Okay.
So what's the purpose of the road drive?
That's why I'm scratching my
why
head.
Why do we even have it?
There was a subdivision map probably drawn.
Well, yeah,
it was
put
on the map was never done.
Correct.
Well, from here to there, this comes up through Shasta Way and comes over to McLeod Avenue.
But what's the public's purpose of going up and down? It doesn't go
anywhere. Because they want to.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah,
what
right.
it is it's creating a problem for the county, because as it stands now, anybody goes up there, somebody gets hurt on that road, the county is liable.
Right now,
because it's a county road, even though it's not maintained.
Right.
So why aren't we redesignating the road as a stock trail to get rid of the liability?
Commissioner Hart, I'm with you. Unfortunately, this is an issue that is all over the county. Right, where we have roads that are abandoned, roads that are in actuality somebody's driveway, and we're working on it. Unfortunately, we do not have a solid road abandonment procedure, and I'm working on that as well. Once we get that, we'll start knocking these things off the list. They are currently not in what's considered our maintained mileage, right? Which means that we're not getting paid to have these roads.
Right.
If a road was to be developed in the future, it would save a step. But if there are no future plans for development, if we wanted to, we could release that easement, yes.
So then here's my question. We have a project here in front of us that has been written, and we're taking the first steps to abandon 115 feet of Shasta Way. We have in front of us it directly tying into Monroe Drive, which is not developed. And what I'm hearing, there are no plans to develop it. Why not take this back to your department and to staff and add Monroe Drive undeveloped into this and abandon the whole thing one shot instead of coming back here a second time?
Where's the policy, first of all? We gotta have a procedure and policy that they can follow.
Right.
Before we even attempt to try to do this.
Right.
Until something gets put in the county general plan. Yeah. I know that slows things down.
Let's see, where's the...
So at the very end here, let me take a look at this again, because I thought this gives...
An overview of...
So report prepared, we have that. But we don't have title reports, even though that's not required. We've got a 7-step procedure for road abandonment on the last page. And as far as, you know, my reading of this, we do have a policy.
From the, California Streets and Highway Code. We don't have a local policy.
Oh, this road abandonment procedure is from California
Streets and Highway Code. So we're allowed to use that, obviously. So if we don't have a local policy, you defer to, you know, the policy in front of you. So that was what Director Deeney was referencing.
So, Council, are you comfortable that this procedure dots the I's and crosses the T's for abandoning county responsibility on roadways?
You mean the very last page?
Mm-hmm.
Well, I've reviewed it generally and checked the sections, yes.
Do you see any legal hurdles that may additionally need to be gone over if we were to send this back and add Monroe Drive to this project?
No, but I mean, I understand why the staff is project driven, and the project only concerns itself with Shasta Drive. Just to kind of expand it beyond what is being asked by the private party, I think probably we want direction from the Board of Supervisors.
Yeah, and this is driven by the need for somebody who wants to put a solar panels up, right? That's the reason we're here.
Just on the 115 feet of the abandonment?
Yes. Right.
That's correct.
Yes. Yeah.
So you're not going to want the public going through there anyways.
Yeah.
But they can't go through there anyway.
On Miss Shasta Boulevard?
Hold on.
So the main entrance into this subdivision is off of Lotus Lane?
Well, actually it's off of McLeod Avenue. And there's multiple entrances.
In this subdivision?
Yes.
So there's more than one entrance, ingress, egress out of this
off
subdivision?
Off of McLeod Avenue into the Monte Shasta subdivision.
Yes. Mm-hmm. There's at least three or four.
Yes.
Three. Okay.
Commissioner Veal, you had a question or comment?
No, I just think to accommodate the purpose of while we're here, we should consider that rather than expanding it into other areas.
Well, it's not a big area. T's, and if, no, you're putting, I know. If you're putting in solar, you're not going to want the public walking through there.
I don't know. He just said that they still could do that.
It's my understanding that the project won't take the full width of the roadway, and it's also my understanding, and I did see Gaylord come in, he's a project proponent, that they were going to fence it to keep tampering from happening with the equipment. I do understand the need to try to start releasing other encroachments and easements that we might not be using. From my point of view, that's scope creep to what we're trying to accomplish here. If we were going to do that, I would much prefer to get this project done and then bring you an entire list of roadways that we wanted to abandon at a future date.
Yeah, that sounds right.
Okay. Yeah.
I just, I have caution for county liability on that Monroe Drive getting rid of this.
We'll take care of this one and then see what happens.
Where it goes. So to abandon.
Based on what the gentleman says, you know.
To abandon the property, then it goes back into private hands so that a private landowner can put it in its own way. Correct?
Yes.
That's what this whole thing is about.
Well, and that's where I've got my question, because I hear discussion of putting in a solar array on property that most likely, if you go back to title reports, it's going to get split 50-50 between Schwartz to the north and Gaylord to the south. You can't go to anybody else.
No, no.
And yet I hear somebody else. So are Schwartz and Gaylord working with this utility company to put in solar panels? Because I've not heard that. How can a third party assume ownership to put in solar panels when by right and title it should get split between Schwartz and Gaylord?
No, they could sell it. The county could sell it to a company.
No. This is county easement, not county owned.
That's right.
Well, why couldn't they sell it to?
Because you don't own it. You can't sell something you don't own.
I thought it was owned by the county.
What I heard, it's county easement, not county owned.
So Monroe Drive is county easement. Shasta Way is county road and county owned.
It is.
Shasta Way is.
It says owner, Siskiyou County Road Department.
Right.
Okay.
For Shasta, not for Monroe.
Okay. Yes. Okay.
So they could sell it.
Could sell it, and by way of boundary line adjustment, could attach to either property or south.
Or a third party, is what you're saying?
Well, you're going to combine it or build it into, right? So it's going to have to be absorbed by a property owner. Mm-hmm.
Right.
One or the other. So by way of boundary line adjustment, would it go to property to the north or the property to the south?
So that's what I described. But I'm hearing a third party coming in to do solar.
No. So Monte Shasta Mutual Water Company, who I believe Gaylord is on the board for, they're wanting that for, you know, generation. He's the property owner, but he also maintains the, you know, water company out there as well, the mutual water company.
So it's not 50-50? The Whipping Road.
What was that? Sorry.
It's the property, if it reverted back to the private property.
Uh-huh.
So is the county going to then give that whole strip of road to either the north property or the south?
We would have to, because it would create an undevelopable lot. Then no one
and
would
not,
be able to
And
do
not
anything.
Split it down the middle, give half to each.
Thank you.
Right.
So that creates even more legal problems, because if you give it to one half, and Mr. Dini comes back and says, okay, we want to put a bike path through there.
Sure.
What about the other property owner says, no, we're not going to do that?
Through the chair.
Yeah, there's potential for that.
When you have an easement, generally speaking, the dividing line is in the middle of the easement. Is that correct or not? In other words,
for clarification, this
if
is
you
not
have
an easement,
that is.
This Shasta Way is not an easement. Shasta Way is owned, but at one time, before that ownership line was drawn on a map, it was half Schwartz, half Gaylord.
That's
or whoever the owners were at the time. Mm-hmm. It could have been one owner who sold these two lots, but typically a center line, you measure from it, whether it's a ditch or road or...
Right, I understand. And my question is this, if we abandon this, is the previous property owners going to have an opportunity to get it back? Is that how an easement? I mean,
well,
easements are.
This is an easement. This is ownership.
Yes, but
the county owns the road.
I understand that, but they're calling this an easement.
No. Monroe Drive is easement. Shasta Way, it is owned 100% by Siskiyou County.
Okay.
What they're saying is they're going to abandon it.
Yes.
And sell it or distribute it. That's where the legal question is, how do you do that? Because technically it should be 50-50.
If it's public property, shouldn't it go out to bid?
It should, yes.
You can't just offer it to one guy or the other. If it's a public property, can you?
Well, under the Streets and Highways Code, there's actually a special section that deals with this, and it does not need to go out to public bid. It provides that it can, that property owned in fee by the public entity can go to one or both, whoever, the adjoining owners, and doesn't require a public bid process. Hmm.
So, obviously, they've been notified, the owners adjacent to this property, correct?
No.
And they don't seem to be opposed to it.
No, I'm just throwing, I'm throwing legal things out there. I think they're legal.
I don't want to put the county in liability. The county liability is up my concern.
Right.
But, Mr. Curley, I think you would weigh in on whether we're putting the county in legal liability, would you?
I don't see any legal liability. I mean, this is just a standard thing that happens all over the state all the time. And, it may be a non-conforming lot, and it can be sold or adjusted with a boundary line adjustment. We can reserve an easement, as is often done when property is sold or for purposes. So I'm not seeing a legal issue if the road easement is abandoned. Or that there's an issue with disposing with the property. I mean, theoretically, I guess, well, not even going to go there. I will assume one or both of the owners would want the land. Probably the owner who I believe is also interested in the solar array. He's the actual neighbor, so he would probably be very interested in the land, and it can be sold or exchanged to that person. Kind of wraps it all up in one new bundle, given the interest of the parties, also the ones that are sold in the range.
Question to the chair. Mm-hmm. If we move this forward to the Board of Supervisors and the staff report from this commission is in that with our concerns, mm-hmm. would that help move this along? And then the ball is in their court to make sure that all the things are legal and proper.
We're the legal entity, though. We're the ones to make sure it is, so they can say yay or nay.
We have to do that, not the Board of Supervisors.
We're that entity. Makes sure that we don't have legal issues.
So how do we do this?
So this is kind of a proverbial canary in the coal mine.
Yes.
This is a first time out.
Yep.
And we better make darn sure we do this right the first time, because Tom's going to be coming back here with a list of additional abandonments. So we need to make sure this one holds water.
Yep.
If you would like, this is a new one for us, so come on forward, give your full name and address, and by all means, we enlighten us as to your insight on this.
I'm Gaylord Briggs. I own the parcel immediately adjacent to and south of the subject Shastaway piece that we're discussing. For your own benefit, again, this is clarification, I would be interested in being the acquiring party if that were the way the county or the legal or other method they wanted, for the benefit of the water company. I'm also the treasurer of the water company. The water company is a mutual water company, which means that it is essentially owned by all of the property owners in the subdivision. They all have a share, for that clarification. It would be easier, obviously, if I became the owner, if that was the simplest way, or the water company became the owner, to site and maintain the solar array for the benefit of the system. So I want to make sure you understood that part. I'll just clarify it. And an additional point, which wasn't brought up here, because I participated in it. All of the adjoining owners to Monroe Drive submitted an interest request to the county a while back, saying that they were interested in receiving that their adjoining segment of Monroe Way should it be abandoned or vacated. So I know it's a separate issue, but all of the property owners, all 9 or 10 of them that abut the old Monroe Drive, indicated that interest. And one last point of clarification for your benefit, because I know there's confusion on it, is that Monroe Drive, because it was never developed, it actually does not exit out onto Shasta Acres or Monroe Way, because the property owner to the south of me in the Shasta Acres subdivision, at some time when the Rockfellow Marsh subdivision to the west of us that has the other half of the old Monroe Drive was created, that property was, piece of segment was sold to that property. So the trail that people use is actually going over private property, not county easement anymore, because the county doesn't own all the way out to Shasta Acres. Monroe Drive stops at the southern border of my parcel.
Yes.
There would be an easement access at the north end up near the McLeod Railroad right-of-way, as you saw there at the northernmost parcel on Alpine, that there is an easement segment there, undeveloped also.
Up above Shasta Way, north of Shasta Way?
Yes.
Okay.
Right. Again, hope that's clarification for you a little bit on the some of that, or if you have any questions of me.
Appreciate it. Commissioner Lindler had a question.
So in the staff report, it mentions that they want to maintain an easement for bicycles and pedestrians. Is that the intent? Is to allow bicycles and pedestrians, even with this discussion of Monroe Drive, maybe potentially down the road, having the easement withdrawn from the county, so now we would have a trail on private property, right, without an easement? Is that, am I understanding that?
So Public Works had recommended a bicycle and pedestrian easement be in place should the road abandonment be approved, and I believe, and Tom can correct me if I'm wrong, the basis is that you know, it was brought to our attention that folks in the neighborhood do use that as a trail, and so you know, they probably felt that that easement in place would, you know, allow for that use to continue to happen even if the road was abandoned.
Got it. Okay.
So
it just, okay.
And through the chair, there's also a trail from the top of McLeod Avenue that follows the McLeod River Railroad all the way down to Washington Drive, correct?
Yes.
Thank you.
But again, further clarification, that the existing use path that people are using is for bicycling and walking is actually going over private land, because it goes beyond the extent of the county-owned segment of Shasta Way and the easement portion of Monroe Drive, because it does not exit, but people are actually using it on private property or now.
Is that the one at the end of the easement in question? Because I said there's a little trail. I did not go down the trail.
Right next to Shasta Acres Road.
Okay.
Correct. It extends on out past my parcel out onto Shasta Acres, and it's passing over private parcel now.
So 1615 Shasta Acres Road is the one that traverses over.
Yeah.
So if it were not for the fact you want to put in that solar field, we wouldn't be here discussing it. Is that right?
We agreed to the concept because this solar array would be established on the northern portion of the abandoned Shasta Way parcel that we're talking about, so that it has the full exposure to sun, and also gives us the ability to maintain snow removal and stuff on the south side of it. That still leaves room for a pathway there.
Yeah, but I'm saying if it were not for that desire, we wouldn't be discussing this amendment, right?
Correct.
Thank you.
Each one on the Rowan Drive needs to go away. Because it's just creating problems. Because you've got private property on both ends. There's no real public need for that trail going back there on the back of these people's lots.
But for the fact that they want this project to go forward.
No, I understand that, but it's kind of then, are we going to come back?
Yeah, but that.
Another project to deal with.
Yeah.
With Monroe Drive.
Yeah.
Counselor, so this is a first. Would it not be wiser to send this back to Public Works and county staff to develop further and clarify the transfer of ownership of this 115 feet and come back before us with a step one, motion to abandon, step two, abandonment is successful. We then have a BLA with an agreement with Gaylord Schwartz, however it works out, that the BLA will then encompass this portion of the 115 feet. Step three, county maintains an easement of X width by 115 feet, if it is so desired, to access the county easement on Monroe Drive. Or 3B, Monroe Drive easement is abandoned at the same time, therefore no county easement is necessary on Shasta Way. It simply changes hands, boundary line adjustment, we're done, move it on to the supervisors. It seems like we're trying to put the cart before the horse in this one.
Yes, sir. There's no purpose of before that.
Right. I get that, but what I'm hearing from Public Works is they're not prepared to do that.
Yeah.
And I get that. Maybe you still won't be ready in 30 days, but this, it's not clean.
Yeah. Well, I'll certainly let staff comment on your suggestion, too. It's not wholly a legal question. I mean, the reason we're here today before the Planning Commission is really your legal duty is to determine, does the road abandonment conflict with the general plan at all? That's primary to the purpose here. You know, you feel it's necessary to help you determine your legal duty as to whether this project will comply with the general plan. Perhaps that would be the wise thing. I'm not sure if it's getting too broad beyond the narrow question of if this parcel is abandoned, will it adversely affect the road system or some other component of the general plan? But if that further information would help, then I could see that being appropriate. But I'd certainly like to have Mr. Dean or Ms. Haley comment as well, because it's a little bit of a subjective call.
Sure, and you know the way this project came to us was a little bit odd, right? Understanding kind of the encroachment snafu, and so you know, given that we're application driven, and understanding that the Mutual Water Company, was motivated and has already purchased the solar array. It was staff's decision just to at the first step take this project to you guys to see if there were issues, you know, given that the applicant is somewhat on a, you know, a time crunch. But I also understand it is, in a way, you know, putting the cart before the horse, because, you know, depending on the recommendation, let's say you do recommend, you know, moving forward and the board approves it, there, you know, you're correct, is as in all of these issues need to be rectified for it to actually be actualized. So, you know, I know there's a potential, is this a zombie project in a way, right? Does it get approved and die because something happens, you know, thereafter the approval? But it does seem that, you know, the at least one of the property owners is, you know, willing to work to resolve that.
So, and I'm speaking for myself as D5 rep.
Mm-hmm.
I am not opposed to the abandonment.
Mm-hmm.
But I want to know that upon abandonment, it is following the proper process to go back to private ownership. I do not see that here.
Right.
Because in my mind, and Public Works' own words, there is a plethora of undeveloped or developed roads on a list planned to be abandoned. Not opposed to that either. I want to make sure the process, when we abandon and it goes back to private ownership, that we as the planning commission see clearly, no longer county, it is 100% Gaylord, or it's 50% Gaylord, 50% Schwartz,
right.
BLA's here.
Mm-hmm.
Unless I see that second step,
okay.
I'm not comfortable with it.
Okay.
However, reading what you're saying, we have a project in place here.
Yeah. Right?
And so couldn't you say there's an exception there because this
nope.
is a need?
Nope.
So
I would rather send it back to staff, and I'm speaking for myself, I'd rather send it back to staff to bring us a project that we as a commission can unanimously approve as a first step, and then we've established precedent for how we move forward with the additional road abandonments.
Yeah, so staff time in consideration, would you agree with that?
Yeah, and that's fine, and that's really for, you know, us in conjunction with Public Works, but mostly Public Works and the applicants and the property owners to work out whatever that's gonna be.
Perhaps, and I also the county administrator's office as well.
Good. Yeah.
Okay.
And if I may, so my comment would be kind of in line with Jeff, and really it gets down to why that is.
Mm-hmm.
In order to make the findings, it states in here that we must determine whether the undeveloped right-of-way is useful as a non-motorized transportation facility and whether the undeveloped right-of-way is necessary for any present or prospective public use.
Right.
My concern is that with there being a private property on Shasta Acres Way, that the existing easement doesn't have access
mm-hmm.
without this 115 feet piece.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't see specifically that we're going to retain, the county is going to retain an easement on that. And so without that Monroe piece, I'm afraid my concern is by getting rid of this right now without that Monroe piece, that we're landlocking with Monroe.
Mm-hmm.
And then,
sure.
How do we do that?
Yeah, but you can't do that. You can't.
I agree. There's no purpose, but as it stands, how do you landlock it? I think it should all be at once, so that we're not landlocking that Monroe easement. If I'm understanding everything I'm reading first.
Yeah, because the potential's here where that southern private property owner, there's nothing preventing them from putting a fence.
Yeah.
And fencing it, and we today say, yep, we're agreeing to abandon this, no public access there, all of a sudden, boom, you have people jumping fences, trespassing, and it
right.
becomes a nightmare.
Mm-hmm.
And that's my only concern is
it,
that,
it becomes landlocked.
Is because now we've landlocked
yeah.
that easement. But if we get rid of that easement, then it's all one fell swoop. But I don't agree, I do agree, Monroe Drive has no logical reason for
right.
being built because
make it disappear.
Make it
there's
disappear.
What's before us today is this easement.
No, abandonment.
Abandonment. Okay. Listening to all comments, why don't we send this back to staff? Because this is the initial, more and more of these are gonna come down, so this is the baby, if you will. So we can set up a process that's gonna come, help future ones be processed more quickly and know what has to come before us. So why don't we just send it back, have it redone, and bring back before us, so when the other ones come down, we have an avenue, if you will, to follow.
Okay. Could we have
based on the gentleman's comments there.
Could we have it back by October, just to kind of keep expediting this?
That's purely up to the applicants and the CAO's office and all other parties that have to be a part of that negotiation.
I don't think it could happen that fast. Yeah. You know, I have mentioned this project at the CAO's office. I've never gotten a reaction from it. And I don't think any groundwork has been undertaken to the best of my knowledge to actually actualize any BLA or land sale.
So we could have a motion today to postpone to a time undetermined with a special note directly to the CA to get their butt out of the chair and start focusing on this, because we have a plethora of these that are going to be coming before us from the County Public Works. Figure this one out, we won't disturb you again, but get this one done in short order.
In the motion, you say, butt out of your chair.
Get your butt out of your chair and start doing something.
Type that exactly.
Somebody else make that motion.
Well, I mean, why keep us in a holding pattern? Get it right the first time and we can move on. Just like the mine reclamation closures,
yep.
We have a clear process.
That's mm-hmm. it.
Staff is coming with a clearly defined report. We go through the checklist. Boom, 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 we approve, we move it on. Mm-hmm. We've got to get it right on this one, or it opens up a potential can of worms. Mm-hmm. CA's got to realize that.
We can change the word but to posterior, if you wish.
They need to act on it sooner rather than later, obviously, because we have a solar array ordered, ready to go in.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'm
we have a county department ready to abandon. Let's get it done.
Okay. Yeah, I am sensitive to the timing of all these.
Yes.
For sure.
Permitting.
Commissioner Hartwright will send it right back to us.
Yeah.
The board supervisor is not going
to
approve
it. No, they'll send it right back to us. So let's get it right so they can approve it.
I agree.
So I'll entertain a motion to postpone to a time undetermined with a side note for CA to give it undue attention post haste.
Is that your motion?
Priority one.
One of you make the motion. I'm the chair.
Okay, I know.
We've got a full commission today. I don't have to make motions.
No, I know.
I'm giving suggestions.
I will take his motion and make the first one. I make the motion.
Okay, so
you
have
it written down?
It's been moved by Commissioner Mello
yes.
to postpone to a time undetermined, refer back to staff and CA to act with haste. Is there a second?
I'll second it.
Seconded by Commissioner Hart. Any further discussion on the projects or the motion? Seeing none, all in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye. Aye.
Opposed, same. Let the record show it was unanimous.
I don't think anybody here is opposed to this project. It's just we got to get it right.
Yep.
Yeah.
Why not? But I want the process.
Get it done
we
right.
That's it. Process.
That's right.
And then when this meeting comes back, I want a list of about 100 roads. And we just do it all once.
105.
Okay.
I'll do that too. Thank
okay.
you.
Thank you.
Thank you, sir. No.
Agenda item 2. Use permit revocation SP2402. Bernadette, I believe this is in your neighborhood, eh?
Yes it is, thank you. All right, so Bernadette is an associate planner. This project was continued because we did not get proper noticing at the last planning commission meeting to the current property owners, so we reset that. So it did not get returned this time, so we accomplished that. So just to recap why I was bringing these use permits to Planning Commission, in order to clean up our records and officially close the files for several mines throughout the county, we have been recommending the corresponding land use permits be officially revoked. Because conditional land use permits run with the land, to properly close the file, the permit should be officially revoked. County code requires the Planning Commission provide a recommendation of the revocation to the Board of Supervisors, who will then consider and potentially adopt a resolution to officially revoke the land use permit. So for McLaughlin Quarry Land Use Permit UP 8223, it was approved by the Planning Commission on August 18, 1982. Mining activity ceased in 2008 and the site was deemed reclaimed in 2012. The use permit is no longer valid as it automatically terminated when not used for the approved purposes for in excess of 1 year as noted on the permit. To formalize the termination of the permit, staff recommends the Commission adopt the resolution recommending the Board of Supervisors find that UP 8223 is no longer effective and that the Board revoke the use permit and determine this project exempt from CEQA pursuant to Section 15321 enforcement actions by regulatory agencies. Thank you.
Okay, following proper process and procedure, any further county departments wish to speak? Let the record show none present. I will open the public hearing. Any proponents? Opponents? No rebuttal? Neutral? Public hearing closed. Commissioners. Entertain a motion.
Where is the motion?
The motion is about 3 pages into the staff report.
I move that we adopt resolution PC-2024-020, a resolution of the Planning Commission of the County of Siskiyou recommending that the Siskiyou County Board of Supervisors revoke the use permit of McLaren Quarry UP-82-23. Make all necessary findings required under the Siskiyou County Municipal Code and determine the project exempt from the California Environmental Quality Act.
Is there a second?
Second.
Moved by Commissioner Mello, seconded by Commissioner Veal. Any further discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed, same. The record shows unanimous approval. And it is adopted. Item 3, discussion direction, staff update, GPU.
Haley Lane, Planning Director. So quick update, I know last meeting I mentioned that we were looking at dates for scheduling the joint, the second joint planning and board meeting, which will be centered around visioning and guiding principles and discussing the community workshop and survey results. And so it is looking like it will be agendized during the October 15th Board of Supervisors meeting. In terms of the time of the item, I'm still working that out with the clerk's office, but it will be that day during the board meeting, but I think they're just trying to figure out, because they'll have to adjourn.
What was that date again?
October 15th, the Tuesday.
One five.
I'm looking at it here.
So through the chair, it will be the Tuesday before the Planning Commission meeting October is October, so 2 days in a row you guys will be.
Notice that our clerk will be present?
Yes.
Okay.
And also, I know you're all wanting to see the revised background report. That will be done prior to that meeting with all of the edits and comments from the previous Planning Commission meeting. So you will all have a version of that prior.
Any chance we can get it that first week of October?
I think so. I'll reach out to them this week. I know they were pretty much done, so I foresee that being applicable. We could probably make that work.
Okay.
So.
Is there any chance Tom is still out there? I see bodies. I have a,
they're out there talking.
I have a question for Tom and Public Works. Is Tom still here?
No.
No? Darn. Okay. He scooted. He knew. Okay. Thank you for the update.
You're welcome.
Miscellaneous future meetings. Next one's October 16th. Any correspondence? All right. Staff comments?
None.
Wow. Not even from you, Mr. Dean.
I said none before you can say anything.
Okay. Commission comments. I'm going to start with Commissioner Beal.
Is there a lot of projects and applicants in the pipeline? It just seems like we don't have much.
Everyone's working on a lot of projects, but there's a lot of holdups kind of on applicant side, folks trying to drill down project descriptions and things like that. I know we have a few use permits in the queue for events. Working with the applicants on what does that mean, how many people, things like that. It seems like, with a lot of our applications, we've just been trying to drill down better project descriptions so we can move forward and start analyzing the project.
Is the fire didn't have anything to do with holdups and?
I think we're pushing things through for building related to fire rebuilds. There hasn't been an issue with that.
Kidder Creek survived the fire.
Yeah.
Good. Yep. It was good fuel load reduction to the west that
saved it.
You're welcome.
Yes. Don't be afraid to do more.
No.
Any other commission comments? I'll work down the line, Commissioner Lindler.
No comments, thank you.
Commissioner Mello?
No, sir.
Commissioner Hart?
Yes. Yeah,
you're up, and then me.
Special event use permits. Mm-hmm. What does that cover?
Special events.
Everything, pretty much.
So when the Siskiyou County Cattlemen's Association has their annual one-day tour, they have to have a special use permit?
If it's on private property.
I can create grief.
Remember, we have this discussion.
It's all based on the failure of agritourism.
Yeah.
That we presented, we had paths forward for all this stuff.
Did they get a cabin? Yeah. Yeah.
We gave you a thumbs up.
Yes, did you have any?
It's unfortunate.
Yes, it was.
Especially because you still see all the.
Stuff
out there.
Yeah.
Midway Market. On the intersection of Harry Cash and A-12. There's quite a special event that seems to go on there quite regularly.
A couple times a week.
Yeah. May 10 store.
Daily. Did you have any other comments, Commissioner Hart? I have two. One's a question, one's a comment.
So, you've developed a process to get through well permitting now.
Since we have guidelines approved by the board, there is a process, I'll just say that. It's heavy for production wells. So essentially, Larry Walker and Associates have developed a model that we're currently putting to work. We've evaluated two wells with that. Two permits have been issued based on findings that there's no impact or negligent impact to the public trust doctrine. Also, it's compatible with the GSA. Also, that it will not significantly impact adjacent wells or have subsidence. Those are the findings that we have to make that are outlined in our guidelines. Governor's just come out with an order that we're hoping will lift the requirements to look at adjacent wells and also subsidence. And a determination for the GSA. What he has not lifted for Siskiyou County is the drought condition. There were 19 counties that were removed from the emergency of the drought. Siskiyou was not included on that list.
So let me ask you this question. A property owner has a ag well that has been blasted four times, reperfed once, and it's now built up with calcium again. And if they were to reperf it or blast it again, it would collapse. Could that individual come into your office and say, hey, I need a permit to re-drill right next to this well because the existing well can no longer be improved? Is that a quick come in, get the permit, go to the well driller, and boom, they set up and drill right next to the old one?
I can't say this extremely quick because we're being very careful with any production of wells as going through CEQA and basically filing a notice of exemption. In that case, we could, you know, justify exemption for that.
Within 30 days?
As a replacement. Like for like, right?
Right.
It's going to go deeper than it will have.
Can't go deeper. It's already on bedrock.
Process, right? We have to look at impacts.
So are we talking 30 days, 45 days?
Probably about 2 months.
6 months.
Okay.
Question, sir? When you approve the well, where does it go from there? Or is that the final? Do you have the final say for his well?
Yes.
Not mine.
No, no.
I said a property owner.
I know. I just used that because I know you have a well.
Environmental health issues that permit. Once it's issued, that's the final.
But it's
that is the final.
Right here. Environmental right health.
Right. Yes.
Thank you.
But there's a window where somebody can come in and file some type of an appeal or an objection.
Yeah. For the notice of exemption, it goes to the clearinghouse. There's a 35-day period where the notice of exemption can be challenged.
State clearinghouse.
Yep.
Thank you.
So how are you dealing with wells that have been there for decades and someone's come in the last 10, 15 years and gone down a couple hundred feet farther and dropped the water table so that your production well doesn't work anymore? How are you dealing with that?
Yeah. Good question. I mean, that the two wells that we issued was in that exact situation, right?
Uh-huh.
But we still have to make the determination that would impact all of the lists that I discussed.
So one of the requirements is that the new well won't impact a nearby well that's already impacted his well.
Yeah.
So you're basically transferring this guy's water right because he was there first to the second well.
That's all part of the governor's order that I think is going away now. I need to verify all the details on it yet. But I know where you're going. The conjunctive water rights and so forth, which is legit.
Right.
The underlying perspective that we have is litigation.
So, instead of just as a what-if scenario, and I don't know if I can explain this right, that if you've got a well that's been impacted by a neighbor's well, because he's come in close proximity and dragged you up because he's gone farther, but if you go farther away where that cone of depression or the whole area, if you abandon this well, should you be able to go over here without going through all the full EIR process?
Yeah. So first step, we'd have to evaluate it, right? Make a case that it's not going to. So right now, assuming the governor's order goes away, we still need to make public trust determinations.
Right.
So we would run that scenario through the model that's developed, see what comes out, see what the impacts potentially would be. Production is going to be higher or lower. You have to put in all the factors and make a determination.
There's a Shasta Valley, so nobody knows what is down there.
Is there an expiration on that well permit? If Joe Smith came in to drill a replacement well next to an existing one, started the process now, and in 2 months it got approved. How long does he have upon approval to drill the well, knowing that the well driller's list is out of ways?
Yeah, it's always a challenge, and it's gotten tightened up. For county code, it's a 6-month duration. Once it permits us, you to have 6 months to complete.
So if the well driller can't make it there in 6 months, is it a cheap, free request for extension until a well driller can make it?
Yeah, we'll look at the conditions. If they haven't changed, then we can extend that for another 6 months. Pretty often.
Okay.
Does your model, is the model the same for Scott Valley as the Shasta Valley because of the geology?
No, they're different. Yeah, all the coefficients on the height, on geology itself are different.
Any other questions, comments, Commissioner Hart?
Oh, a million of them, but not here.
Okay. Council, this one's to you since our public works, Mr. Tom, left. Is the county, does the county have the ability to bill U.S. Forest Service for road repair due to fire camp traffic? And I bring this up, Scott Valley, Aetna Public Works, did a beautiful job of resurfacing Horn Lane and finished it not 6 days before the fire camp came in at Peckham's. And Horn Lane was a wonderful smooth road from the junction at Highway 3 to East Side East Callahan Road. Over the course of the 2.5 months, or the 9 weeks that the fire camp was there, the first half of that Horn Lane now is worse than it was before Public Works resurfaced it. Is there any reimbursement ability for the county to get funds to come back in? Because I know what the timeline is for resurfacing roads. It's not up to get resurfaced again now for at least 8 years.
Yeah. Oh. Is this like the law school issue where the kid comes by and mows your lawn? Can you go up to your front door and ask for payment for mowing your front lawn without you asking for it?
Well,
I think maybe I can address that. There's an avenue, I don't know if the gate is closed yet or not, through OES. It's because the Shelley Fire was declared emergency.
But they open it back up for the Boise, they have it closed again.
Yeah, so the CEA, yeah. There's a process that basically a list of projects that occurred. I was involved with hazard trees, I mean, out there, blah, blah, blah. And it's submitted to the state for recovery. When it's just state declared, the potential is 75%. The county's only for 25%. Typically, they look at the roads prior to what's going on. Right? And inside damages, declare them, present them to the state for reimbursement. That process should be available for that roadway.
Okay. So it's just a matter of Clay or Rob filing the proper paperwork with OES.
Brian should know.
Okay. All right. I was just curious because if the county, if our Aetna crew had just not done Horn Lane and only done East Side Road, let the fire happen and then come in and do it, it'd be great. Yeah. But they've done it. And because it was still soft, oh, yeah. It's like a wagon rut.
That's on Horn Lane.
It's on Horn Lane, just from the confluence of Highway 3 and down to the county storage yard on the right. there by Jimmy Johnson's. It's not all the way across. It's just that first quarter mile.
It slows everybody down. What are you griping about?
Because that, in the wintertime, with the shade and that snow and packed ice, and you come, we already had one accident a couple of years ago there.
Cal Fire.
Well, it was originally
Federal Fire. You get a bump and you're into a tree.
Yeah.
That was going slow. That was at 20 miles an hour and still darn near ruined a kid's neck.
I didn't have any, you know, I'm sorry.
Go ahead.
The question came up whether or not it physically
went
to the Forest Service, but it wasn't FEMA declared.
It was state. Okay, got it.
But it started as a federal fire camp.
Yeah. So a declaration, I guess, for damages, typically on the federal level, is about 650 homes destroyed before they start looking at providing assistance.
Okay.
State's the first level.
Okay.
It's, so.
Then my second item, you all have on your calendar the hearing regarding flows on the Scott in October, the same week as our joint meeting.
The same day.
Yeah. In fact, it is the same day as our joint meeting. Y'all gonna be at two places at the same time?
Probably.
Because we should have at least one supervisor in on that hearing as well,
yeah.
If not two. If we're all in this room, no one's going to be on that call. Do you want me to make a formal request here in 4 hours to have that hearing date moved?
The joint?
Because so far, everything I've put forward in my conversations with our state friends suddenly happens my way 5 to 6 days later. The latest one, Farmer's Ditch, got a special addendum.
Yeah.
Allowed to take 7 CFS. Lifting curtailments, boom, 5 days later, it happens.
Yeah.
You want me to make a request to postpone that date since we won't have any supervisors available with undivided attention.
Mm-hmm.
We probably won't have county staff available with undivided attention.
Yeah.
Because it's going to have a direct impact on the county.
Mm-hmm.
Not just private, county.
Mm-hmm.
So keep working your magic.
Okay. That was all I had. Anything else?
So which meeting are you getting the state to move? Well,
I deal with staff at 2 o'clock every Wednesday for an hour.
So next time you have a phone call with them, meeting with them.
That's in about 4 hours.
Ask them when are they gonna start doing their job?
That's
the question. I ask
Ragazzi that every Wednesday. She's one I'd like to see just leave the department. The rest of them I've got pretty good rapport with, but Ragazzi. Okay, anything else for the good of the whole? We're adjourned.